Is this normal? It's probably nothing serious. Maybe I'll feel better tomorrow.
Emergency symptoms can be good at hiding. That's why you shouldn't ignore symptoms like chest pain, high fever, trouble breathing, or severe stomach pain. They could be a medical emergency in disguise. Thankfully, an Eastside ER is ready to serve you 24/7 with fast wait times and dedicated ER experts, so we can quickly help turn your questions into answers. Visit eastsidemedical.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is cared for by Eastside Medical Center, providing quality care to Gwinnett County and the greater Atlanta area for over 38 years.
And greetings and salutations, everybody. This is Stephen Julian, and you are listening to another stupendous, outstanding, wonderful, incredible edition of Gwinnett Business Radio. Normally, Mike Salmon is here. Today, he's not. So I am in the captain's chair. With me in the co-captain's chair is the wonderful, outstanding, stupendous, all the same things that the show is, Amanda Pierce. Hello there, Amanda.
Good morning, Stephen. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for being here. We are excited. We got a couple of great companies in the studio to join us. We have from Dress Up, Liz Weber and Derek Case. And from TGI Fridays, our neighbors next door, we have Ty Williams. But before we get to our guests, I have to remind you and all of our listeners of something.
Does it have something to do with love, Stephen?
No, not yet. That's okay. Later. Love comes later in the show. First, I have to remind everybody that quality care close to home is Eastside Medical Center. They've been a community healthcare leader for over 39 years, nationally recognized for patient safety. Eastside focuses on delivering quality care with exceptional outcomes by utilizing the most advanced technology and experienced physicians. For more information on Eastside System of Care, visit eastsidemedical.com. We are thankful that Gwinnett Business Radio is cared for by Eastside Medical. The other thing it is it's broadcast from the beautiful Sonesta Atlanta Gwinnett Place Hotel inside the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. And so I've gotten all that out of the way. Let's get to what we're really here for. Let's introduce our first guest. So,
welcome.
Yeah, Liz Weber and Derek Case from Dress Up. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thank you. Thanks
Hello.
For having us.
Yeah, glad you guys are here. So, Dress Up, something everybody does every day. Tell us about the company and what you guys do.
Yeah, so Dress Up, we started in 2009, so we're a women's clothing retailer. We only do women's. We have affordable women's fashion, so we get in 60 to 70 new styles every single week, and that's kind of what we started on now almost 10 years ago, and we still do the same thing day in and day out.
Started 10 years ago, and Derek, I believe you started the company with your wife, Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
Tell a little bit of that story of how Dress Up got started and where it came from.
Conception to fruition.
Ooh, yeah, you got 2 minutes. Go!
Okay. Well, the quick story of it is my wife and I are from a small town, Dahlonega, Georgia. So we grew up there. We actually started dating in high school. So we went to the mall every single weekend for my entire life, as far as I can tell. And so we're at the mall one weekend, and she comes out and she says, Derek, you know what? I'm sick of this. You know, and I'm just like most guys. I'm sitting on the bench on my cell phone outside of a store. And I'm like, what have I done wrong? Like, I'm sitting here being a good guy on my phone. Like, what's the problem? And she goes, no, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of coming to the mall every single weekend. It's always the same stuff. Nothing ever changes. And I'm tired of it. And I was like, awesome. I'm tired of it too. We're never coming back to the mall. That's the best idea I've ever heard. Unfortunately for me, we went from the biggest high of my life at that time to the biggest low, because their next words were, no, we're going to go home and open our own women's clothing store. And I was like, that's a terrible idea. Now you're going to get all the clothes you want. But after about an hour of it kind of settling over, that was on a Saturday. Long story short, that Monday I went and talked to some folks that I knew that owned some real estate in town, and we signed a lease a week later and opened our first store 4 weeks after that. So that's kind of how we got started.
Where was the first store located?
In Dahlonega.
Dahlonega.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Beautiful little area
mm-hmm.
in North Georgia.
Yeah, a little college town.
So
I went to North Georgia.
Oh.
Now, I noticed when you guys talked, when you opened, you said affordable women's fashion. Mm-hmm. Is that the differentiating factor of Dress Up?
At the time, from the standpoint of being like a one-off boutique, that was very differentiating. Not as much anymore. We like to kind of think that we are definitely one of the trailblazers on that. Everybody used to be super overpriced on especially a local level. But the main thing was, you know, she was tired of going to the mall and going to Macy's and whatever. And they had the same styles for the entire season, and that's when they got new styles. For us, it's literally every single week. So our big customers come, we literally get 60 or 70 styles every single week. It's a never-ending process. So, and we've done that for 10 years now. So, and nobody on any sort of a level does what we do from the standpoint, especially people that have stores and online as well. So,
are you able to tell us a little bit about where you source the clothing? You have such a variety available at all times.
Yeah.
Suppliers.
So we have probably close to 100 different vendors that we buy from. So, you know, we go directly to them. Some come to us. So some are out of New York, some out of Los Angeles, just all over the place. So we don't manufacture hardly anything of our own. We buy so much. It would be kind of right now too big of a risk to manufacture our own. So we just source from manufacturers themselves. So.
Do all the stores carry the same lines, or would you find something in one that you wouldn't in the other?
We do. It's a little too complicated to, as much as we get in, it's too complicated to try. Now, there are some that'll carry more of certain items that they sell better, based off of data and things like that. But generically speaking, everybody gets the same stuff.
Nice.
Well, and I would think if you're changing out almost every week and there's mm-hmm. always something new, that, you know, that's enough variety in and of itself to,
sure.
to put it into all the different stores. And all your stores are located in the Southeast, is that correct? So why don't you kind of lay out where the different locations are?
Yeah, so right now we have 19 stores. They're predominantly in Georgia. So we have Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and South Carolina.
Okay.
So
very good. So here, let me go back to the idea. You mm-hmm. have this idea, and you said 4 weeks later you mm-hmm. were open.
Mm-hmm.
Would you recommend that for the average business owner? And so that leads into the question of, mm-hmm. I would imagine you've got some stories of success and failure mm-hmm. along the way.
Sure.
Tell a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, we always say that we started Dress Up when we were young and dumb. We didn't have, we were literally building a home at the time. So we, as part of our mortgage stipulations, we couldn't be living in our other, like we owned a townhouse that we were renting out. So we literally, we say we were homeless because we were living in my wife's parents' RV at the time. And we literally took the cash we had saved up for our house we were building while it was under construction and started Dress Up and maxed out 2 credit cards. And it worked. So no, I don't recommend that, but we started Dress Up based on a need, not a dream, not a desire. And I believe that that is the biggest problem in today's world is with all the podcasts, with all the Shark Tanks, all the stuff you see, everybody believes this is my dream. I've been dreaming this since I was 2 years old. I don't care if you've been dreaming it, if it's not a need. So it was a huge need in the market, and we didn't have a business plan. I had a spreadsheet.
And just to show my slight ignorance, that's my brand, is mm-hmm. that I'm the one that asks the ignorant questions. The need here was, first of all, affordability of good fashion, and then secondly, the amount of changing so that you're not going to that mall store and seeing the same thing for 3 months, which
Correct.
Is a waste of your time.
Yeah. So. And at the time, it was kind of originally going to put one kind of in every community so that you didn't have to go all the way to the mall. Now that's on your cell phone, so that's changed a lot as well. So,
Liz, I want to bring you into the interview here real quick. Liz Weber, you are head of marketing and PR for Dress Up. So let me ask you to speak a little bit to what Derek has been talking about, because the store is now 10 years old, mm-hmm. and there's still that need, right? So talk a little bit about how Dress Up is marketed, continuing moving forward and building on that history and that brand, and what are some of the new challenges that you're facing in today's economy?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's really cool about us is we, and Derek, I think, kind of touched on this a little bit, but our consumers are constantly changing. Like, the way that their habits, their way that they're shopping is continually changing, like, day to day. And I think that that's too kind of, like, a test on social media and just the media world that we live in. So I think what's really cool is as our consumers change, we're changing with them. So if consumers are shopping with their, using Instagram to shop, we're going to use that feature on our Instagram. If they're looking at Instagram stories, we're going to make sure that we are blowing up our stories so that they see our products. So that's kind of been like our strategy, is kind of changing with our consumers and not being held back, because if we don't adapt to their changes, then obviously, you know, they're not going to adapt with us and be shopping with us. So it's kind of
constantly evolving.
Yes, always, always.
I did have a chance to check out your website as well as some of the social media. You guys have fantastic followership.
Thank you.
And I read something interesting about influencers, and I noticed a bit of an incentive. Are you able to share a little bit about your influencer program that I saw on the website?
Absolutely. So that kind of goes to what I was speaking about too, about changing. So I think what's cool nowadays is there are people who love clothing, right? But they hate shopping. And I think that's it's such an interesting role, because I know I love the shopping experience. I love going to the store. I love trying stuff on, but not everybody's like that. So I think what's cool is that people nowadays are scrolling through their phone. They're seeing these influencers, and it's taking the stress out of the shopping, because they can see an outfit fully put together that an influencer is wearing, click, add to cart, and it's at their house. And they know it's going to look great because they have the full outfit already shown to them on a picture of an influencer.
Yes.
So that's kind of the way of the world now. So we've kind of dove into that, especially starting this year. I feel like we've always kind of had a little bit of a like foot in the door with the influencers, but this year we've really just kind of like hit it really hard. And I think too, as long as we are working with influencers, and as long as influencers are influencing our consumers, we're going to be working with
them.
Continue,
yes. Because their following might be great as well, and yours and theirs combined, you're reaching twice as many people.
So let me ask this question, and either of you or both of you can answer this. The typical shopper, if they come into the store, what's their experience going to be at a dress-up location?
Well, they're going to walk in and get greeted. That's the fundamentals of what we started was we wanted to have, yes, the affordability, yes, the style, yes, the fashion, but most importantly, top-notch customer service as well. So we always said that we essentially wanted to be an insanely affordable Nordstrom's was our goal, and that's what we've still held to. And sometimes it's unfortunate because you set standards so high that your customer standards are even so high. Like, we literally will get like a 2-star review on Google from somebody because they said, I walked into Dress Up X and didn't get greeted. I'm like, do you get greeted at any other retailer hardly anywhere? No. Like, when you walk into Target, does somebody say, hey, welcome to Target? No, nobody cares. You're lucky to get somebody to check you out nowadays. Yeah. So, but it's a good problem because our customers have their own standards for us as well. So
we're speaking with Liz Weber and Derek Case of Dress Up. We had something really interesting just happen on Gwinnett Business Radio. Derek proved an oxymoron correct by saying that you wanted to be the insanely affordable Nordstrom's. That's an oxymoron, but you've conquered it at Dress Up because you are insanely affordable and it is high quality fashion. So I asked about the experience of walking into a store. I assume there's an online feature as well. People can shop Dress Up online. So Liz, why don't I throw it back to you? And you were talking about these influencers, and you talked about seeing something on someone and then they can add it to the cart. Let me ask you to expand a little bit on the online shopping experience of Dress Up. What sets that apart from just going to, you know, whatever comes up number one on Google when I search something?
Absolutely. And I think with our online, like you said, online is insane right now. Again, it's that convenience factor. People will be so close to our store, like a mile from our store, but will click online and shop online instead of coming in the store. Now the people who have been in our store and they get that customer experience and they know our employees and they have that special experience obviously are going to make the effort to come into the stores, but there are so many people that all they want to do is just click. And so, I mean, online, it's the whole social media world too, because they're bringing people to our online. It's all over the country now. So we're not just obviously seeing shoppers from the Southeast. We're seeing them from everywhere, because we don't just work with influencers just in the Southeast. And our reach too on social media does kind of reach everybody.
So somebody in California can order clothing from online, absolutely, and they can still be rocking Dress Up.
And they'll get it fast. And exactly. They'll get it fast. And, you know, our shipping's great. And then even just our prices, as Derek's talked about, is everything's under $39 for the most part. So
I noticed that.
It's unreal.
That is amazing. Yes.
And the
selection. That's insanely affordable.
So you can get a whole entire outfit for under $100.
And there's new stuff on there all the time. Like two to three times a week, we're releasing new arrivals. So if, you know, you might have checked it out yesterday, but you're going to go back again and see new stuff. Yeah.
I would imagine the business has changed so much in the 10 years that you've been open. Dare I ask, I know you have no idea where we're going next, but how do you see yourself keeping up with whatever changes happen in the technology and things like that?
Yeah, so we say all the time that what we do was built for the current era. We couldn't do what we do in 1985 by, we always say, what would we do? Would we put out a weekly newspaper ad that shows the 80 styles that we put out? So we were built for this, but that doesn't mean that it is an insane amount of change that we have to take on. You know, it's constant evolve from the standpoint of software. We spent all year last year getting new software so that our store's inventory is online as well. Our online customer now can access our entire database of inventory. Huge project. We're continuing to work on the things all the big players have, buy online, pick up in store, all those sort of things. To your normal consumer, sounds super easy, is insanely complicated to make happen, especially if you don't have the budget of Target or Walmart or somebody like that. But, you know, continuing for technology to be at the forefront of what we do, but never losing that customer service side of stuff, because we still do, when we have the right products, people still beat our doors down to come into our stores every single day. So
keep the main thing the main thing, that's right. I think, is what you guys got to do. So, for those people listening who want to find a location, they want to get in touch with the store, they just want to see the newest fashion, how should people get in touch with you guys? What's the best way?
Yeah, it's simple. Everything that we have is Shop Dress Up. So all of our social media is Shop Dress Up, and our website is shopdressup.com. So you can find pretty much anything on there, all of our locations, all of our new styles, how to get in touch with anybody. So other than that, I'm sure you could Google our individual names if you want to find something.
You just Google dress up and you come Google up number one, I'll tell you. There's that.
No, I do have to just share with those listening. Liz wore in a beautiful pair of statement earrings that I just learned that term today, statement earrings that were white, and I'm sure you can find those at Dress Up
as
well.
Yes, we have plenty of accessories as well, so we're not just clothing. We're kind of a one-stop shop for everything.
I like your website. It's a command. Shop Dress Up. I mean, we don't need to say anything other than that. So everybody needs to shopdressup.com or Instagram or Facebook or whatever. Just go on social media, start looking, start shopping.
Start dressing up.
There you go. Liz Weber, Derek Case, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Amanda, before we bring in our next guest, you asked me at the beginning of the show.
We're going to talk about love.
We are going to talk about love. Do you want to talk about love or do you want me to talk
Tell
about
me
love?
How much you love, love is the what, read that you're about to share.
Love is what makes a Subaru, because our show does come from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios, and love is what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, one of our neighbors down the street where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference, or maybe you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page. Although, even if you're not a Subaruist, you can still follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page.
They do all kinds of great events.
And other social media platforms for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
Yay!
Thank you, Trey. Want to continue this fantastic award-winning show, and we're going to do that by welcoming into the studio Ty Williams from TGI Fridays. Ty, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm better than I deserve. You are...
The manager at our local TGI Fridays, which is right next door from the studio here in Sonesta.
Yes. I'm actually the beverage manager.
In Duluth.
Okay. Hold on. Beverage manager. You got to break that down for me. Does that mean you're a bartender? Does that mean you're the head bartender? Does that mean you're the chief man in charge of all beverages?
He controls all operations of the bar.
Yes, I'm actually a bar manager, so I do sales. I'm in charge of the cost, scheduling, all that good stuff.
Nice. Now, for anybody who's been living under a rock and hasn't been in a TGI Fridays in a long time, tell everybody about TGI Fridays and what makes you guys different from other restaurants.
Oh, well... first off, the food. Some of the best food.
I think you're missing. First off, it's Fry-yay every day.
It's Fridays every day.
It's Fry-yay. The shirt says Fry-yay.
Nice. Well done.
So what kind of separates us from other restaurants is the team. We hire some of the best people, and we're actually hiring right now. Let me just throw that out there, by the way. Looking for more staff members.
Great opportunity to work underneath a wonderful management team.
Yes, man.
So whether it's hosting, whether it's waiting tables,
serving,
working in the bars,
culinary,
yeah,
in the back of the house,
yeah, back of the house. There you go.
All that good stuff.
So and do you have to have experience, or are you willing to take some people green and no experience and kind of train them the right way?
Right, we are willing to take people right off the street and go ahead and train them up.
Nice.
You just got to be 18 years or older.
Okay, very good, very good. All right.
I will tell you, Ty has started some unique initiatives with this specific location here in Duluth in an effort to drive some business revenue to the area. He has started a Sunday networking event, and I'll let him speak a little bit more about the event itself, but they do host it there weekly on Sundays, and it's a great place for business leaders to gather and enjoy some yummy food and some drinks.
This is an ongoing event that happens on Sunday?
Well, it was an ongoing event. We
okay.
had it in April.
Okay.
We hosted it every Sunday. Now it's just going to be once a month.
Okay.
So the next event will be June 9th.
Okay. So is this, are you typically thinking maybe the second Sunday of every month, or you'll pick a different Sunday each month?
It'll be a different Sunday
okay.
each month.
All right. So what time does that event typically happen
from
on Sunday?
8 to close.
Okay. Wow. So well, it's a no, Sunday evening.
It'll actually be 8 until like 9.
Okay. All right.
Do you guys provide appetizers? Is there an entry fee?
No entry fee. We do offer $5 appetizers, discounted appetizer.
And the idea right. is for business leaders to kind of come together Sunday night, get ready for their week,
right.
make some connections,
mix and mingle. It's a nice environment too. So, you know, you got the music going, TV going. So it's kind of light. It's not, I wouldn't call it.
It's not super structured.
Yeah, right. It's more so casual.
Relaxed. Right. Yeah.
Amanda, you and I have, if we had a dollar for every networking event you and I have gone to, we'd be retired by now. Right.
If I had a dollar for every time I sat at the bar at TGI Fridays, right. I might be a rich woman too.
Well, you are a rich woman. So, but at networking events, a lot of times there's different types of networking events that we go to. Right. And so the idea of something that's not,
we went a little bit more relaxed.
Yeah, yeah. So this is, and sometimes I think that's the best way that networking happens, because you can build relationships.
Right.
What's the thing about TGI Fridays? You come in there and it's Fry-yay. It's more
Everybody's
relaxed.
Having
it's
a
more
good time.
Laid back. Yeah.
You never know what to expect. I mean, the first event we had, it was about maybe 6 or 7 people, but we all had a great time.
Like, nice.
Good energy. We all had open conversation. The idea behind the event is basically because I started the event with the idea of just coming out, being inspired, maybe learning something new, and just having a good time.
I like it.
Always trying to expand your horizons.
Absolutely.
Now, a lot of restaurants, when they're kind of reaching the business community, one of the other things is business lunches. That's a big deal. Is where am I going to meet a client or a potential client or a group that we're trying to get together? So talk a little bit about TGI Fridays on the lunch scene for the business leader, especially here at the Duluth location. Is there any specials on the business lunch? What do you guys offer in terms of the lunch hour?
Well, we do a happy hour every hour, so it's always some type of special going on.
Wow.
Every hour?
No matter what time of day you come in, from open to close, we have some type of happy hour special. So
it's like winning the lottery.
Right.
Right? Every hour, something good is about to happen. So if I come at 12. Now, let me ask this. Does it stay the same? So if the 12 o'clock happy hour is relatively the same, or does it change day to day?
It'll change. Not day to day. It's the same every day.
Okay.
But it'll change up depending on what time of day it is.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
What's your favorite hour?
That's
my favorite hour. My favorite hour is the late night.
The late night? Yeah. I like the apps too.
Yeah, me too.
Your mozzarella sticks.
Killer.
And you
Very
can throw
good.
Them in a microwave, and same as like
Steven
them out
wanted
the
to know if we were going to be enjoying some TGI Fridays
come on.
Today.
Don't throw me
Oftentimes,
under the bus like that.
Yes.
Don't throw me under
bring
the
food
bus
for
like that.
In,
no,
I
not
told
oftentimes.
Him the kitchen wasn't open at 9:30, so you couldn't produce any mozzarella.
And then I
sticks.
Said, well, that's okay. As soon as the show's over, I'll just
we'll
walk across
over
the
there
street.
For lunch.
Yeah, we'll just
Well, I didn't know you guys were actually in this location, so I'll definitely be visiting.
Next time.
Amanda, good job. You did some networking for our
studio. As I mentioned, Ty's been a community partner of mine for a while, so we've partnered on several events. He hosts a fantastic bartender mix-off that encompasses all of the TGI Friday locations in the Southeast region as well.
Wow.
All over the world.
All over the world. And they all come to his location because it's a flagship property, and they all show their bartending skills. And there's a winner that is awarded, and they have that those bragging rights for a year. And actually, I think that we can say that a good buddy of ours, Arzell, won that last year, and he was a part of the staff of this location. So they really kind of provide a cut above service and experience as well.
We actually host that that event once a year, so we'll do every June, July, around that time, and then it's actually
October too, right?
Right. So you'll go to different levels. There's a store level, regional level, and then there's like nationals.
Is that
at the nationals is worldwide?
Is that open to the public?
It is open to the public.
So public gets to sample the drinks that are made by these great mixologists?
Yes, sir. Oh,
like and the one at Halloween, everybody was dressed up, so it was a lot of fun.
Nice. So so one of the things I love about TGI Fridays, I'll just throw it out, is I have three boys, and so we're a family of five. When my wife and I and the kids go out, they're a family of five. One of the, if you have a family of five or more, one of the unique things is you go to so many restaurants, and if you're not a group of four, there it's a problem, right?
Get the weird chair at the end
right,
of the booth.
Right, you got to get the. One of the things I love about TGI Fridays is you always have, and usually at most restaurants, it's like there's one table that's for a larger than four group, or
right.
maybe two. TGI Fridays and your location specifically in the Pleasant Hill has, they've got those kind of unique booths that easily sit six people. Right?
Right.
And you've got multiple tables where we've sat in different locations at your location and at other TGI Fridays location. That's one of the things we appreciate. And so in talking to the business community, if you have more than, you know, two or three, if it's a larger group, TGI Friday, you guys can handle it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that just speaks to, I mean, again, it's different in TGI Fridays because you guys think outside the box and not just, oh, everybody's in a group of four. So thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
So that's one of the many reasons why you're my wife's favorite restaurant.
He's glad to hear
that. And you're
that.
Right up there in my list, too. So,
tell us the listeners a little bit about where they can find information specific to your location. Do you guys have a Facebook page?
We don't have a Facebook page, but we are located 1695 Pleasant Hill Road in Duluth. You can also go to jackmont.com if you want to fill out the application.
For employment?
For employment, mm-hmm. and as well as other information on the company.
And I do just have to tell everybody listening that I recently downloaded the TGI Fridays app.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you, I've been earning lots of points and getting lots of free stuff and having lots of savings. So if you haven't already downloaded that app before you go eat there next time, I would suggest doing so.
Well, listen, and one of the other things is if you're that app or card member, you get free chips and salsa every time you come. So
every time you come.
We always get two appetizers. We get the mozzarella sticks and then we get chips and salsa on the side. And my youngest son, Elijah, who doesn't like mozzarella sticks, he'll eat the chips and salsa as long as you bring him ranch dressing, and you guys always do. So, and so your location is at 1695 Pleasant Hill Road, but the website is tgifridays.com, right?
Right.
And they can search any locations. But why would they want to go to other locations? They just need to come here,
right.
1695 Pleasant Hill
come
Road.
Come to our location.
And ask for Ty.
Ask for Ty.
He's always there with a smile.
We also have some other events going on. Thursday nights, we do trivia night. That's also our family night. If you want to bring the kids out, we do one free kids entree for every adult entree.
Wow.
Purchased. Wow. And so two of your children will be eating complimentary. You'll just have to.
Well,
pay
not
for
anymore.
The
They're all teenagers. So.
Dang it.
We used to. You guys had that. You've had that for a while.
Right.
We used to do that.
We used to do it on Tuesdays.
Yeah. There you go. So, but Thursday night is trivia night as well, right?
Yes.
Wow. Nice.
From 8 to close.
I like it. Very good. So, Amanda, is there anything we've missed?
No, I think we highlighted Ty pretty well.
Appreciate
and again,
appreciate
this is
it.
Ty Williams with the TGI Fridays here located in Duluth.
And so you want to give the location one more time? And I guess, I don't know, do you want to give the phone number? But they don't need to call and make reservations.
Yeah,
it's always available.
You can order online.
You can order online, yeah.
Order to go. Mm-hmm. All right.
Like
so
Liz was saying, to-go presence is huge nowadays. So, I mean, that's like 10 to 20% of our sales
Is people ordering to go
online? Yeah,
and then just pull up. You got the little
curbside.
Parking location, curbside.
Yeah, you can do online. You can do Grubhub, Uber Eats, DoorDash.
Wow,
all that
man.
Good stuff.
There's no reason why people can't go to TGI Fridays or enjoy it. So 1695 Pleasant Hill Road, TGI Fridays, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Ty Williams, the beverage manager and the all-around good guy. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
All right. And
to everybody listening, I wanted to remind you to please like the Dress Up Facebook page as well as their Instagram, Twitter. Follow them online. Business Radio X here at Gwinnett also has a Facebook page, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
What are those taglines?
If you're not already connected with us, please connect. And you can find us here at Gwinnett Radio X.
Nice.
That's the at sign Gwinnett, G-W-I-N-N-E-T-T, Radio X.
The
and you'll find
capital
us
X, right?
Yes.
Just the letter X.
The classic X.
Well done. And if they follow those things and like those things, they will get all kinds of social media content, a lot of this show and other shows that are broadcast here on the Gwinnett Studio Business Radio X. You'll get to follow them, see who's on each show, listen to the shows you want to.
Feel free to like and share and comment.
Absolutely.
We welcome engagement.
One other thing I have to say before we get out of here, Amanda, is I have to remind everybody that Business Radio X is proud to partner with Nathalie Tabarro's Photography. Nathalie's main focus is to capture beautiful memories for you and your family, but then she will also guide you and help select the perfect pieces of wall art to display those images, a lot more than just taking good photographs. Your images deserve a place on your walls, not to be stuck in a hard drive. Nathalie Tabarro's Photography, fine portraits and wall design, your best option to have tangible memories of you and your family. For more, visit NathalieTabarresPhotography.com, NathalieTabarres Photography.com.
I think she's going to be making some long-lasting memories for our team here in the near future,
I believe there's a rumor going around that she is redoing our headshots. Yeah.
That's exciting.
If she
I can't
can
wait
make,
to hang you on my wall,
if
Steven.
If she can make me look good, that is the greatest testimonial she could ever get. Because if my picture turns out good, she is a true artist.
Winning.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I want to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio is available on your favorite podcasting platform, whether that's iTunes, whether that's a little purple podcasting app you have on your phone. Whatever you platform you use, search Gwinnett Business Radio. Become a subscriber of our show. Leave us a review. And like Amanda said, you can also follow us on social media. So, for Amanda Peerch, thank you very much for being here. And we want to thank our guests, of course, Ty Williams from TGI Fridays, and also want to thank Liz Weber and Derek Case from Dress Up. And I want to thank Trey. Trey, glad to have you back in the saddle. Welcome back. Glad the family is healthy and happy. And for Mike, who's not here, this is Stephen Julian saying we'll catch you next time on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!